April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 12th. Here is a poet for today. James Bellflower is a poet, critic, and performer who lives in Albany, New York, with his wife, Jessica, and their dachshund, Jake. He is pursuing a PhD in contemporary poetics at SUNY Albany, researching affect and embodied experiences in post-1945 American poetry, film, and architecture. He is the author of The Posture of Contour, a public primer from Spring Gun Press, Commuter from Instance Press, and Bird Leaves the Cornice, winner of the 2011 Spring Gun Press Chapbook Prize. With Matthew Klein, another poet in Albany, he co-curates the Yes Poetry and Performance Series, that's Yes with an exclamation point after it, whose mission is to bring writing into conversation with other art forms. If you've been wishing there was an exciting reading and performance series to attend regularly around here, I highly recommend you visit the Facebook page of the Yes series and make sure you know what's happening up there in Albany every so often, usually on Friday nights. Here's a section from a poem by James Bellflower called Johnny Cash at Folsom. Before, hello, I'm speaker. Okay, we're ready to do the record session. You ready? Convicts. Yeah, woo! Speaker. Now I'll need your help. When John comes out here, he will say, aside, which will be recorded, hi there, I'm Johnny Cash. When he says that, then you respond. Don't respond to him walking out. Welcome him after he says, Johnny Cash. I'll have my hands up and you just follow me, okay? You ready? Convicts. We're ready. Speaker. All right. Wearing black and black. Hello, I'm history to tape, shot in Reno. The pocking of a myth occurs. You and I crouch near the cornerstone, in this case, native stone. Discussion. Oh, what do you think? I don't know, what do you think? We chatter away onto the stone. We speak around it, partly because a structure now surrounds it. Voices ponder up the walls in the grout boundaries. The dead stone walks away inflected, probably north, since that's the direction of the quarry. Thunderous PA announcements. Gold below dem stones, rockin'. Never been to prison of any kind, not maximum, minimum, medium, any. I've seen a lot of movies, Birdman of Alcatraz, Papillon, The Great Escape, that Clint Eastwood one where they make a paper mache head and tuck it in at night. The guard finds it and it turns toward him, chapped lips. He blows a whistle and holds his baton that would shine blacker in a brighter overhead bulb. But it takes a while for them to find the paper mache brick that covers the tunnel because it is stippled just so. Just so. It reminds me of a man's face I saw in another prison movie. The name escapes me. $1.98 tape into album albumin. Feel free to make things up as long as it is specific and detailed enough, told with enough empathy and not entirely drunk stumbles. It will fly. This is myth. So what I've just read and will continue to read may or may not be lies, may or may not circle back. The lying lyric I used to advantage. But ain't that always the case for a lying lyric I? 9:40 and 12:40, historical, failsafe. The splicing of myth. So then what? Is it more interesting to examine the tape eliding these elements together? No. Myth is such because of its power to intrigue, taped together or otherwise. Here's another one. Shh, I don't want everyone to hear this. Give My Love to Rose was actually dubbed in from the historical failsafe. Its performative audacity functioned like a time machine, causing it to make the cut onto JC at Folsom. Ever work on a stool? Yes, that's what I plan to do, Cash said. Are you going to have someone introduce you? I thought I'd come out and introduce myself and sing. Great, exclaimed Johnston. Come out and say, hi there, I'm Johnny Cash. They'll go wild. You have been listening to a poem by James Bellflower called Johnny Cash at Folsom, read by permission of the author for the Living Poets Canon. Thanks for your time.